Most welcome, trust
me. Good on
me.
You, Baz. Now, how have you been? We haven't seen you for a little while. Had good Christmas, and we appreciate the fact you gave us a call on our show 100, which was lovely.
Yes.
You spent some time on that Saturday morning, and you're part of our team. You know that.
Absolutely.
So how was your Christmas and your New Year's, and what were your New Year's resolutions for 2019?
Yeah, look, Christmas, New Year, ate too much, of course, as we do. And yeah, but that's sort of part of it as well. New Year's resolutions, interesting one. I'm actually not a big New Year's resolutions person, but I have. I think it's a good milestone. It starts, you know, the new year, it's the end, it's a start, you know, it's sort of walking through a door.
Yeah.
And so it's a really good time to sort of think about what we can do and make ourselves better, as we should always be trying to do in some way or another. And I suppose I've got a couple of things and that I'm trying to do, and myself, my wife and daughter, we're all looking at our waistlines and thinking about what we can do there. So I'm determined as of next week, a bit of a diet. And I don't do things silly, but just cut down on a few things. Sugar being the number one thing there. Become more active. Now, what does that mean? That means just walk around a bit more. When I can get on my exercise bike, I'll get on my exercise bike. Perhaps just take a 10, 15 minute break and walk outside, walk around the centres. And the other New Year's resolution for me is to practice gratitude. And what does that mean for me?
Oh,
how does that look?
I love this.
And what have I got to be, I should be, happy about things, and what do I need to show gratitude about, or just even realise that I have to be happy about something and grateful for. And so I'm trying to do that on a weekly basis of thinking about what's going right in my life.
So I want to ask you on that, because that's just made my day. I love it, because it is something so simple that you probably wouldn't think of. Now, I'm notorious for making New Year's resolutions and not keeping them. How are you going to keep that going?
So, very good question. I'm reading a book. I'm reading a number of books at the moment, as I always do. But one's called Atomic Habits.
Yep.
And it talks about habits, but it talks about doing little things and introducing little things into your life.
Yep.
And so I'm not trying to make massive change, even, a little bit more activity, cut back on the sugar, etc. Gratitude is just about being present. And we talked about mindfulness before. Being present and then just reflecting on what is happening, what's going right. And there's a lot of things that I need to fix up in both professional and personal life, as we all do have.
Yeah.
But I've got a lot of things that I really should acknowledge that are great. So I try and do it on a weekly basis.
Yep.
Just at some stage, because I spend a lot of time in the car.
Yeah.
You sit there and think, well, what's going right? What am I grateful for? What's happened today? What's happened in this last week? What's in my life right now that's going really well?
Are you scheduling that in? Is it the same time every week so you make sure that you continue to do that? So you just think, oh, I do that on Fridays on my way home or I do it on Mondays at the start of the week. Is it something you schedule?
No, but I should.
Okay. Mm.
Absolutely.
To make sure that it continues.
To make sure that it happens.
I really like the idea.
I guess that's why we created our list, because otherwise we just wouldn't do it. And we'd get through halfway into the year and think, well, what did we really accomplish the last 6 months? We did a couple of things, but then 6 months is gone. So forcing ourselves now. I love this appreciating all the good things. We tend to spend so much time dwelling on everything that's been going wrong. Poor me, woe is me. The Chicken Little syndrome, I used to call it. The sky's falling. Everything's going bad. And I used to say to people that I used to manage, when you're having a bad day, how bad really is it? The person that's just had just lost their family in a car accident, they've had a pretty bad day.
Yes.
So how bad are really things for you right now? So put things into perspective and start concentrating on all the positive aspects of your life. So I love that, Baz.
Yeah, oh, thank you. No, and it's probably comes from a point of thinking things aren't right. But wait a minute. There is a lot that's right.
Absolutely.
And understanding that and just recognising that and just not taking it for granted as well.
Yeah.
And that there's been a lot of work put in to get to that point.
Tell us about some of the exciting things that you are able to share with the centres coming up in 2019. What are we looking forward to?
Well, I can tell you right now, February the 4th, we're launching our 24/7 at Race and Endeavour Hills.
Awesome.
So that's official.
Wow.
Our members can actually use it now, but that's on the quiet.
Yep.
But
not
yeah,
anymore.
February 4th, launching 24/7 at both Race and Endeavour. We've got a lot of activities, as we spoke about at the end of last year, happening in the centres right now, especially with the hot days. A lot's going on. I just saw the Wibbit, which is an inflatable course, out at Casey Ark the other day, and it was very, very popular. We've got Saturday week, the 50th birthday of Doveton Pool on, so there's celebrations there and lots of councillors there at Doveton Pool. So, you know, just get down to the pools. There is a lot happening. Like they're really vibrant at the moment. There's a lot happening because we've got some great weather.
It's coming up to that time as well when we've got to start focusing on Active April.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I just cringed a little bit then. So we're going to get involved with Active April again. We're going to do that. We've got a little bit of time to just enjoy sugar up until that time.
No.
There's a whole lot of exciting things happening at the centres, and we love having you in, Baz, and it's great to be able to start a journey again for 2019. Always a regular here on the show.